Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all the best people I know, and that is you. It's another great week. I cannot believe that we are already into November. Oh, I don't know about you, but it seems like time is flying faster every day, which is why it's so important to share your shine with the world as bright as possible. And our guest today, calling from Europe, Barbara Hofmeister, is going to help us do that because she's really going to help you today understand and give you the tools on how to be your very best version of yourself. She's author of the best-selling book, The To Be Book, and she's just amazing, and you're going to love the show with her. If you want to speak with her live, which is always a rare opportunity, the phone number is 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318, and you just hit #1, and that'll put you through to the switchboard, and we'll get you on air, and you can ask your question to Barbara. To get a little coach on call here today with her. And if you'd like to have a listing of all of our amazing guests who help you be your best, just go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a little green box where you can sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin newsletter, and you'll be able to get a heads up on all of our great guests. I mean, we have, this month we got a lot of people. We have Barbara today. We got Harvey McKay on this Thursday with his, I don't know how many, I think he's sold over 10 million books. He's just amazing, one of my mentors for business, and it's all sorts of great people. So be sure you check in and do that. So let's talk about being your best with Barbara, because she is an internationally renowned speaker. She's an author. She's an expert on the topic of human growth. In the last few years alone, she's spoken to over 15,000 people. Whoa. And she's helped them overcome a lot of obstacles, get their dreams back, and empowering them with the courage to make all of their dreams come true. Barbara became interested in her own personal growth in 1978 when a friend gave her the book from Dr. Wayne Dyer, Your Erroneous Zones, and that was a big bestseller. I think that was his first big book. And since then, she's not stopped studying the topic. Barbara considers it her personal mission to help as many people as possible to rediscover their dreams and gain confidence and belief in themselves to actually make them come true. Barbara is a passionate advocate of constant learning and reinventing yourself. No matter whether you are in one of her coaching groups or participating in one of her workshops, you'll always get drawn in by her never-ending enthusiasm and passion for helping you succeed. And you're going to want to get more of what Barbara can share with you. And I highly recommend that you get her newsletter and sign up at BarbaraHofmeister.com, or you can go to the To Be book, and you can get all sorts of great information there. And it is my privilege and pleasure to welcome Barbara Hofmeister. Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Hi, Deb. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, it is really great to have you here, and I know that you're super busy, and you're, I don't know, what time is it where you are?
I think it's about 5 p.m., and I'm in Spain at the moment.
You you're in Spain at the moment. I know. Well, you're everywhere. You're always around. So it is really, really a privilege to be able to have you calling in, because I know your travel schedule is super busy. But I love your book, the To Be book, and I think that there's a lot of reasons why I found in reading it that it was unique. But maybe you would like to tell the listeners, you know, why they might, from your perspective, find that it's different from a lot of the other self-help books or personal growth books that people might be used to finding out there today.
Mm-hmm. But I will share it, definitely, but I want to hear your perception too, because that will be different than mine, right?
Well, so, I think that it had a lot of, but I think the practicality of it all, you know, it was something that I could see myself in all of the situations, and I love the personal experience, and I think there was a lot of information there. So I'm gonna just turn it over to you, because
mm-hmm.
I know you've had a lot of feedback on it as well.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, the reason for writing the book, actually, the title, the official title of the book is To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. Because our life is in our hands. That means we always have a choice. And, of course, the book was written to give people that outlook, you know, to make people aware that they always have a choice, because I hear it all the time. Yeah, it's different for you. You know, it's easy for you to say, but. And then I get all the reasons why it doesn't work for them, you know, why life doesn't work for them. And it's not true. You know, my life sometimes is very challenging, and like it is for all of us, you know, life throws stuff at us, and we need to cope with it, and we need to learn to overcome it and to grow. So the book was written for the main reason, that because I was frustrated with all the self-help books. As Deb's already said, I started reading self-help books in 1978, that's 33 years ago. And I have hundreds of them on my bookshelf, but I found that many, many, many of them, they give you the what to do, but not the how to do it. And I found that really frustrating. And I remember that I was sitting here in my house in Spain one day about 6 years ago or something like that with an American friend of mine, and we were having breakfast. And I said to him, you know, I just ordered another 5 books from Amazon a couple of weeks ago, and they are just the same. You know, they tell you beforehand, they tell you that they will give you all the answers. Then you read them, they're interesting. But, of course, there's only so many fundamentals, so we've all heard it before. And they don't show you how to do it. They tell you what to do, and you feel frustrated because you know this stuff, but you don't know how to implement it in your life. And that is, I think, what makes my book unique, because I wrote it out of that frustration and with the intention of really giving the people the tools and techniques so that they can actually do it, not just learn about it, but actually implement it, use it in their everyday life, so life changes and becomes easier and becomes more fulfilled. That was the intention of the book. And what I get as feedback from the readers, it works, which is the best part.
Yeah, and I think, and you know, what I love is your, you know, your bold honesty, which I find quite refreshing, because it's true. I mean, as a motivational speaker, I think it's probably easy for people to say, well, you know, you don't have any depressed days, you don't have any challenges, but what you're trying to share with people listening is the very reason you wrote this book is because it was what you needed. And I think that that personal credibility in our own journey is really what gives us the passion and the power and the commitment to help others with it, because there's nothing like being able to teach something and really learning it and really having that caring commitment that goes beyond a lot of words. You know, you really can feel when somebody cares about what you're saying, because they know and you understand what somebody's feeling right now today on the other line. But I think it's interesting. You have a lot of quotes in your book, but you have one that you talk about a lot from Confucius, and you say, which is the one, if you don't change the road you're traveling on, you'll probably end up where you're going.
Uh-huh.
And You know, so why can you talk a little bit more about why that was in there and what you're trying to lead the reader to be able to apply in their life? Because as you said, there's a lot of books out there, but, you know, reading it and having the promises that it works is different from actually being able to say it worked for me.
Absolutely. And I think that's what people want. I mean, they buy a book or they go to a seminar because they want a different result in their life, because that's what counts, isn't it? The results that we are getting. And obviously, if we continue as we have been doing for the past 5, 10, 20 years, if the results that we have today in our life is not what we want, it doesn't satisfy us, it doesn't fulfill us, it doesn't make us happy, then we need to change something. We cannot just wish and hope, and we can go to as many seminars as we want and workshops and retreats and read as many books as we want, as long as we don't implement what we learn into our lives and actually change something in the way that we live, there will be no changes. That's what people need to be aware of. You know, things only change when we change. And it's no good that I change, you need to change. You know, the person that's reading it, the person that's having the issues. And I totally agree with you, Deb, that all of our lives have challenges. Even the guru's lives, you know, I don't consider myself a guru at all. I just consider myself a person that started fairly early to get into this kind of stuff, you know, and get interested in their personal growth out of necessity, really, at the time. And, yeah, I ask people quite often, you know, If you would continue as you are today, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from today, where will you be? And I can see from the faces of the people that most of them are not happy with that idea, you know. Oh, my God, now do this for another 10 or 20 years, live like this for another 10 or 20 years. Oh, that's not what we want. Okay, and if that's what you feel, that something needs to change, and that has to start with you, you know, with each individual person.
Yeah, and you know what, Barbara? I love that whole idea that it is an action. I mean, you can. I'm a big believer in seminars and retreats and surrounding yourself in transformation. I have a whole chapter about that in my book, and I do believe that you pick up that energy and you are who you associate with.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom
sure.
line is, you know, somebody else can't chew your food for you. You know, you got to eat your own
yeah.
meal, and
yeah.
and it's really no different. You have to actually take something that you're learning and actually give it some legs, to give it some life and actually
mm-hmm.
apply it. I just
mm-hmm.
want to take a pause for a second so that people can understand some of what they'll get when they get your book, and I'm encouraging everybody to be able to go to Barbara's website, because it's a beautiful, bright orange sunshine with the sunglasses. You know, life is so bright you have to put your sunglasses on. But these are a couple of the chapters here. We have chapter one is starting with the end in mind. Chapter 2, which is a great one, Meet Yeah But. I love that. Chapter 3, Conquer Your Fears. Chapter 4, Define Your Purpose. Chapter 5, Dream to Reality. Chapter 6, Stop the Mind Monkey. Oh, yeah. And Chapter 7, To Be or Not to Be, the capital letters choice. And there's a lot more in each one of these, but I like to have people get an idea of what they can expect, because I always go, the first thing I do, Barbara, when I pick up a book is I always want to know, okay, well, what am I in for, you know, and the chapters
mm-hmm.
are helpful towards that. But I think that one of the things that you talk about frequently, and I haven't seen you live, but someday I'm hoping to be blessed with that opportunity, but you really challenge and really stretch people to think in those new ways that you had mentioned earlier, and you ask people, if you were to leave this planet today, which gets back to a little bit about what you were saying before, what are people likely to say about you? And I find that question very revealing into my own psyche and really a great self-awareness activity, I guess you could call it. Do you want to share with people a little bit more about the gift in that question?
Well, I mean, the question is meant really to wake people up. You know, I talk about wake-up calls in one of the chapters. It's really about waking up to who you are today and who you want to become in this lifetime. Is who you are today who you want to be and stay all the rest of your days? Is it who you want to be remembered as? Or might there be something more that you want to share with the world? You know, something that maybe you've kept to yourself, or a dream that you still haven't lived but you want to live, that's important to you. So these kind of questions wake people up, so make them reflect on their life and what am I doing with it and how old am I today, you know, and how many more years might I have and what am I willing to do with it? Am I content with who I am today? If that's the case, fantastic, congratulations. You know, if you are content with who you are today, congratulations. Very few people are, and if you are one of them, then that's a jackpot, you know, in itself. But if you feel that, you know, what people might say, and I'm not saying that it's important what other people say. On the contrary, I couldn't care less. But it's like, yeah, what are people likely to say if you would leave? You know, what are people, one of the questions I have in the first chapter, actually, because the first chapter is about start with the end in mind. And that's something that I find that a lot of people have no idea. They have no clear direction in life. They don't know where they're taking their life. They're sort of drifting through it since they are young adults. They started something because it seemed sensible, because they needed to make some money, because the family thought it was a good way to go. And so they started some kind of profession. They went down that road. Maybe they got married. They had children. And sort of drifted through adulthood. And one day they wake up and they say, hey, is that all? Is that it? You know?
I know. And I just really think that this is a great point that you bring out. And as I get, every year I get older, Barbara, it's becoming so much more evident that, you know, when you're younger, I think we all feel like we're going to live forever in the examples mm-hmm. you gave. Well, someone said, you know, do this career. It's a great way to make money. But we think we're going to live forever. It's like everybody wants to be rich, but, you know, and everybody says, well, money isn't everything, but everybody has to find out on their own anyway. I think the idea that even if we live to 100, you know, what's 100? This, I mean, 65, you know, what, million years ago, the dinosaurs were dying out. I mean, when you look at the big picture of life mm-hmm. and think about how little we are here, it really gives us a reality check. And I like what you said. What are we here for? What are we going to do? If we are unique, and each one of us is, that old saying, you know, you were born an original, don't die a copy, you're going to be living this life anyway, so you might as well enjoy it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, 'cause that's really the only choice you get. And I think the key, and this is, again, gets back to what you were writing about with all the exercises in the book, really gets to, this is a gift that you're going to give yourself to really know who you are. If you can't enjoy your own company, you can't expect anybody else to. And I know that you had the founder and CEO of Peak Potential, who for many listening will know The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and he's number one New York Times best-selling author, Harv Eker, and he's the gentleman that wrote the foreword to your amazing book. And I just wanted to read something that he said, and he obviously wrote a lot, but I just want to give people an understanding of why this book is different. And what he says, it's a powerful process that can completely transform your life. However, and this is key, this is not a reading book. It takes some effort from your side to actually do the exercise offered herein. You have the choice to put this aside half read or to make a commitment to yourself and your loved ones to truly live the life of your dreams. And I think that's the key to the simplicity of you have to do something different to get something different. And thinking about it mm-hmm. isn't enough. You actually have to do it.
Absolutely. And that's very typical for Harv Eker because he's a doing person, very much so. He doesn't stand for people that complain and don't do anything about it. And yeah, I'm really happy that he wrote that forward, because it very much has the essence of what the book is all about. It's about really making a decision that, okay, enough is enough. I've lived until now, and it was okay. And sometimes it was fantastic, and other times it was miserable. But now I am ready to really turn my life around, to turn it into a life of my dreams, and really get stuff done, you know, the way that I want them done, and to get the results that I want in my life. And for that, I need to do things different than I have until now. And I need to shift my perception. And that's what we work on throughout the book, on your perception, first of all, on your dream. What is your dream? Who do you want to become? What is it that you still want to achieve in this lifetime? And then we move on to the how. How can you achieve it?
Mm.
And that's
individual. Right. Sorry. And there's so much to this. And you know, I think for somebody listening, I just want you to know that there's so many studies that back up everything that you're saying here, Barbara, because really, if you are just changing even the direction of how you drive to work, if that's your route, if you're not an entrepreneur working at home or you're leaving, the simple activity of making one small change in your brain pattern opens up the pathway to allow more change. So once the momentum gets built, I think what you're trying to show people is, you know, the hardest part is maybe just getting started, because once you get some momentum, it's a lot easier, and then you start feeling better and you start seeing the results. But I think it's a nice segue to bring that in with Harv Eker and your philosophy about how a mentor can help accelerate the process for all of us to be achieving our dreams. And you have mentors. I think that you talk about how to pick a good mentor. You know, you can't know what you want to be. You can't speak a language if you don't have somebody teaching it to you. Talk to those who say, okay, that sounds great. I'd love to get a mentor, but how would I pick one? How would I know about how to find one? What should they have? You know, because I think that this is really, really powerful.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they just sort of take the closest one, or they take the cheapest one, which is very rarely the good choice. Or the And, you know, they say, okay, I know somewhere that's a coach around the corner. And that's okay. You know, it might be the right choice for you, but in most cases, it won't be. You know, I've seen people that are 50 years old and they take a coach because they have just made their certification, they're 25. I don't know how much that person, even though they might know some of the techniques, I don't know how much that person can teach you, you know, how much they can show you, how can they lead you, how much trust will you have in someone like that. And I'm not putting them down at all, you know, we all have to start somewhere, but I really recommend that you take someone that you know, you feel that they really come from the heart, but apart from that they also have the life experience. You know, they've gone through it. It's like you don't trust a senator, for instance, that's been elected at age 26. We have a case like this in Germany. You know, he's been a student, and then he went to the Senate. And, hey, you know, it's nice to have fresh blood, but what life experience does a student have that, you know, yeah, they can put some fresh input, but they can't really lead yet because they don't have the experience yet. So I really recommend that you look at the people that you ask to help you in your life journey, because that's very, very important. And if that person is good, you know, the mentor or the coach, let me tell you the difference between mentor and coach. Mentor is a person who's been there and done it. And they will give you advice, like a business advisor, for instance. They've built a business, they've been there, they've done it. And so they help you do the same or similar, you know, because they've gone down that road. A coach is different. A coach is a person that will ask you the questions so that you can give yourself the answers, because we all have our answers within us. And so a coach will give you the right questions, will ask you the right questions so that you can find the answers within yourself. I like that very much. It's very powerful, because you believe yourself much more than you would believe anybody else. So when you give yourself the answer and you feel good with it and you say, yeah, this is what I really want, then you are satisfied because you've not been pushed there. You've not been told this is what you've got to do. You found out for yourself. And now you say, yeah, this is what I really want. This is what drives me. This is my motivation. Because you need a motivator. You need a strong reason why you want to do something so that you have the energy and the motivation to overcome the challenges and the hurdles that always come, you know, no matter what you do. They come your way, and when you're really motivated because it's your own thing, it's your own decision, then it gets much easier.
And, you know, it is so true. People, sometimes you can do the right thing for the wrong reason or the wrong thing for the right reason. And if you want to be, you know, accomplishing something, it's really great to go out and find somebody who's actually been there and done it. And, again, I agree with you. Nothing against a lot of academic young minds. I think it's terrific, but there's no experience like experience. It's the old, if you're in a plane and somebody's read all the books about flying and then there's one that never wrote a book or read a book about flying, but he's spent thousands of hours flying a plane, which one do you go with? You know, you go with the one that's actually been doing the flying of the plane, right? Not the one that read all the books or wrote the bestseller. So I think that, you know, the practical side of things would tell us, make sure that you really understand that you're worth the investment and you want to get somebody that you're compatible with. And I love how you define those differences between the mentor and the coach. And it leaves me something for that's one of the good things, Barbara, I think about aging. You know, as I'm in my later 40s now, I really do feel that is one of the best things about aging. It's so great that the things that we have learned, you know, they really make a difference, and the best is always yet to come. But, and I want to make sure before the time ends here, because I'm looking at the clock, and I know that you are in Spain, so I want to be respectful of that. But, you know, the mastermind groups you offer, I want to talk about that and some of the things you have going so that people can, you know, connect with you at some of those things that you have scheduled. But I really think it would be a disservice for people listening if you didn't talk a little bit about your theory on fear, because I can imagine that somebody right now is thinking, oh, my gosh, this is just, I don't know, but I'm afraid to change. You know, I'm always more afraid of staying the same at this age than change. You know, it's like you said before, if I have to be like this forever and ever, my goodness, you know, what is there to be excited about? But speak to somebody who might be feeling fear and how you've overcome so many of yours.
Well, I mean, fear stays with us. You know, we always have some fears. It's totally normal. The physical fears are good also because otherwise we would cross a very busy crossing in the road, you know, without looking left or right, and that wouldn't be too good. So there are some fears that are useful to us, but our fears normally just talk, you know, they come from our subconscious and they want to save our life. I mean, that's what fears are for, to save us, to help us survive. But we want much more than survive, because we all know how to survive today. I mean, especially we in the Western world, we do much more than survive. I mean, we all live well. Even so, it might not be the standard that we dream of, but we all live much better than, you know, many, many people in many other countries. So we have nothing to complain on that part. We do survive, and more than that. But we want more than survive, and that means that when fear comes up, and that's, I'm talking about emotional fears now, fear of success, for instance, fear of failure, the fear of looking stupid, the fear of public speaking. I mean, can you imagine number one fear in the world, the fear of public speaking, and all that can happen is that somebody might not like you, you know? I mean,
it's a greater fear than death, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes, it's just absolutely amazing, and I run several Toastmasters clubs, so, you know, I really know what I'm talking about. I've seen people with knocking knees and literally loudly knocking knees, shaking from head to toe, and after a few times of practicing, they overcame that. So that's one of the things that you can do, you know, practice what you fear, actually do it. I mean, that's definitely my best advice, actually go through it and do it. And you will see that, you know, there's no real reason for this fear. It's just an emotional thing. It does not have anything to do with reality. But what I do, when fear comes up, I look at the worst case scenario. What is the worst that can happen if everything would go wrong? And it's not likely that everything goes wrong, right? But just in case, you know, I look at the very worst case, and then I ask myself, will I survive it? If it would really all go wrong, will I survive it? And until today, I could always say, yeah, I will survive it. Not well. I might hurt physically. I might hurt mentally, emotionally, definitely. In my case, I hurt many times financially because I made a lot of stupid decisions that were wrong, you know, and cost me a lot of money. So, yes, I will hurt, but I will survive it. Knowing that I will survive it, why should I focus on that? Now I know I will survive it. So now I can look at the other side. What about if we look at the best case scenario? Who does that? Hardly anybody looks at the best case scenario. So why not? Because that's what we really want at the end of the day. So now we focus on the best case scenarios. I paint the picture of all the best things that can happen. The best. Also, it's not likely that everything is going to work, but I paint the picture of everything working. And that is so exciting. That keeps me motivated. That keeps me going. And because my focus, my attention is on the best things, it's much, much, much more likely to happen. At least some of that is going to happen for sure. Why? Because that's where my attention is, that's where my focus is, that's where my energy goes. Because what you focus on expands. So if you focus on your fears, if you focus on all the things you don't want to happen, they are very likely to happen. But if you focus on all the stuff that you really wish would happen, and you can paint the picture and you create a vision of that, this is when this stuff starts to happen. That's the law of attraction. So, you know, what we focus on expands. That means what we put our attention on expands, whether it's good or bad. And most people, they focus on what they don't want. And if you ask people in the audience, what do you want? I get a lot of, I don't want this anymore in my life, and this and this and this and this and that. And I say, well, what do you want? Well, I want more happiness, more money, and more, yeah. That's so vague. If I give you a dollar, you got more money, you're happy now, you can go home? No, that's not what they want. They don't want a dollar more. They want $1 million more. And, you know, you need to be more precise. You need to focus on what you want. And it has to be real for you. You know, you have to really live that vision. First of all,
You know, I have to say that I just love that whole about, do you want more money? Oh, I'll give you a dollar. You'll be happy. No, I want a few more zeros at the end. Oh, well, you didn't tell me that. And I think it's really brilliant. And I just want people, again, who are listening, if you replay the show, which I recommend you do, or you can download it to your mobile device on iTunes, and of course, obviously, everybody needs to connect with Barbara on her website, and, you know, you're on tons, I mean, you have thousands and thousands of Twitter followers and all sorts of people following you. You're definitely accessible, but I think it's really important that people understand with the book, which is a workbook, and you will work. Let me tell you, Barbara, in some cases, will ask you to write down over 100 items on things. I mean, it is a lot of work, and it is definitely work. But you're going to all these things that Barbara's talking about, all the things that you talk about, it's all in that workbook. It's dividing those things into the positive, the negative, the worst case, the best case, the wrong thinking, you know, the I ams, or I think this way, but what are my actions? And you really do ask the questions to get the answers, but take it in a step-by-step, you know, pragmatic way that really can be an eye-opener. At least I know it was for me. But, you know, isn't that interesting how we can so quickly, you know, snap our fingers and tell somebody what we don't want anymore, but we don't have a specific want list, you know, or it's vague, like, I want more money, the dollar versus the $1 million, you know? And that really is something that a lot of people do. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I think it's quite shocking, but it is the truth, and it is the truth, strange enough, worldwide, because I work in a lot of countries. It's the truth worldwide, but mainly in the Western countries. I mean, that's worse, you know, in the Western countries, we are so used to capitalism, and we are so used to also this negative thinking, this, you know, things are bad, and you know, I deserve this. Who says?
Yeah,
we need to take responsibility for our life, and I love that word in English, because what the word responsibility includes is the ability to respond, ability to respond. That means the circumstances can be bad for every one of us, but some people make the best of it. We have a recession, some people make millions, and other people lose everything. Why is that? Because the people who make millions are not robbers. They are not crooks. No, they just are geniuses. You know, they have new ideas where they take the opportunity of any moment. There's always opportunities. They take that opportunity and turn it around into benefit for them. And, you know, you can do the same. Everyone has that opportunity, especially in the Western world. But we don't think like that. We think, oh, I wish I had. Yeah, but if you don't take action, nothing happens. And people say to me, yeah, I play the lottery. I mean, you've got a chance to, I don't know, 8 million, 10 million, 20 million, 1 to 20 million. I mean, how likely is it that you're going to win? For me, it's a waste of money, really. And most people that win the lottery lose the money faster than they won it. I mean, it's amazing. They had a TV show a few months ago here in Germany, and it said that most people, I think 95% of the people who won millions in the lottery were more broke 3 years or 5 years later than they've ever been before. And now it's tough because now you know what it's like to be rich.
Wow, that's amazing. Isn't that a fascinating statistic? Well, we could do a whole other show just on that topic.
We could do that. And I can tell you another thing, really, Deb, and that is that people that have, I read this in an American paper, about 90% of people who had a triple bypass operation. This is a serious operation, right? A triple bypass operation. More than 90% of those people went back to their old living and eating habits 6 months after the operation. I mean, this is life-threatening, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as they feel okay again, they forget all about the danger and they go back to their old eating habits. They start eating fat again. They start eating sugar again and blah, blah, blah. And then they are surprised that maybe one day they have a stroke or whatever, you know, or they die. Hey, we've got to take responsibility. We are responsible for the outcomes that we have in our lives. And that means I've got to take responsibility. I can't change the circumstances, but I can change how I react to them. That is in my power and that is in my hands. And that's what I teach people, you know, take responsibility. You can live the life of your dreams, but you've got to actually make it happen.
And, you know, really, I think that the workbook really offers a real powerful, clear way when you see it written down to really know what your thoughts are doing and what's going on in your head and how to take those actions. You know, you have to first know what's going on in your head and then those feelings in your heart. And then I think those actions can change a lot easier with those awarenesses that you really lead people through with a lot of hard work. I will definitely let everybody know that in the book. But you get your money's worth because she's going to put you to work, Barbara, in that workbook, let me tell you. And, you know, it's good to go back and redo it, I think. But I can see we're getting out of time, and I want people to know about your mastermind group because you've had a tremendous success with that, and it's a great way for people to take all of this to the next level. And if you could also share how people can get in touch with you, and I know you're in Spain right now, but we want to make sure people can connect with you or join your mastermind group.
Well, first of all, thanks to all the wonderful technology we have at hand today. You know, doesn't really matter where we are. Everybody can get in touch with us. Electronically at least, so please feel free to get in touch with me. My website is barbarahoffmeister.com. That's my hub site, and there you find all my social media contacts and everything. Or I have a blog that I've been writing for years, so there has tons of information on there. It's free. That's BarbaraHoffmeister.com/blog. And, of course, the book is called To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. And that's available on Amazon, and it's also available on the book website, which is www.thetobebook.com. And I have a special offer right now that I might be interesting for your people. That is, if they get the book from the book website, they will also have the option to actually order my latest project, and that is Moments to Be. These are short, inspirational messages and practical tips for a better life. They are just 1 to 3 minutes long, and I send them out by CD. Audio messages, because I know that everybody's very busy and they want it really fast, so that's the fastest I can get.
But they're powerful. Little things mean a lot. You know, a little arsenic can kill you, and a little Barbara Hoffmeister mind vitamin can get your day off right.
I absolutely thank you very much. And I agree with you, because that's how, you know, people listen to them and on the way to work in the morning, you know, just a few minutes, and they have something to, you know, think about during the day or something to use during the day. I totally agree with you there. So they have that opportunity. And the mastermind group, the mastermind idea comes from Napoleon Hill, or even before that, you know, Think and Grow Rich, that book, very classical book that everybody, I think, should read. And he has a whole chapter on mastermind. What masterminding means is that two or more people work together on a similar idea. That means like-minded people get together, and I'm talking here about people. My groups are very small groups, between 6 and maximum 12 people. Normally it's less, maximum 12. We meet once a week online, no matter where I am or where they are. You know, we find a convenient time for everybody. We meet online, and we put our heads together. So to help that one person that needs help in that week, you know, and if everybody needs help, then we just stay together, you know, until it's all out. And I don't know if people can imagine what it means. If 6 or 8 or 10 people put their heads together, everybody has different skills, abilities, and experience in their life. It's so powerful. You know, you get so many new ideas and so much input that you would never have thought of if you had to do it yourself. Plus, of course, everybody in my mastermind group gets an accountability partner. Accountability means you get 8 to 10 times more done. You become much more effective in your life, in your business, in whatever you do. Why? Because you have somebody that you're accountable to. You know, you say, this is what I'm going to do until we meet again the next time. And you tell that person, and they will hold you accountable, and vice versa, obviously. You know, it works both sides. So it's not like a teacher or something like that, quite the opposite. It's like a real partner that holds you by the hand and says, okay, this is what you promised yourself, not to somebody else, yourself. You made a commitment to yourself, that's what you want to do in the next few days. And then if you couldn't get it done, we will find out why couldn't you get it done, what held you back, you know, and this is how we move forward. Those mastermind groups, they stay together normally for 6 months, and quite often they continue, maybe not as a group as such, but they continue with the same partners or something like that, if, you know, whatever. I mean, this is free for the people to do as they want. And I have quite a lot of the mastermind members that still stay in contact, and they still work together and share ideas together. Very powerful concept.
And how can they get in touch with you again for that, Barbara?
Well, they can get in touch with me. My present website is, my email address is trainingvisions@gmail.com. That's my directly to me email address that I think I'll give out for the first time today. And because I got so much spam, I had to close every other email address I ever had. I just use that single one right now, because I just want to cope with it. I want to have it finished by the end of the day every day. And so that's one way, and of course through my websites, because my websites are all blog sites, they're all WordPress blogs, so
yep.
You can leave comments there, you can get in touch with me through Facebook, of course, and I do my Facebook myself, so if people want to get in touch with me, Facebook, not private messaging, make it public, then I will answer very quickly, and I will do it myself.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are out of time, but Barbara, you are a jewel in the crown of living, and I want to thank you again for sharing your shine with us, and hopefully you'll come back and keep us motivated, and everybody check out, get that book, and join and connect with Barbara for many of her resources, because you're worth it, and that is without a doubt what you're going to discover when you go through all of these exercises. And if you've enjoyed this show as much as I have, make sure you keep us going and growing by sharing it with a friend and also letting people know about meeting and speaking with Barbara today. So, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, remember to be yourself, because everybody else
thank you for listening
taken.
To the Best People
God
We
bless.
Know radio show with
thank
your host,
you,
Deb Scott.
Thank you, Barbara.
For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.